With the solid foundation set by Copernicus, Brahe, Kepler, Galileo, and Newton, the science of astronomy made rapid strides from the mid-18th century onward. Men's imaginations were stirred, and they began to dream of voyages to all parts of the world, and to other worlds as well, especially the moon. Back in the 2nd century AD, Lucian of Samos wrote the first fictional account of a trip to the moon and called it the true history. 1,500 years went by before the second fictional trip was written by Kepler, the great astronomer. Then other books appeared, written by Bishop Kedwin, Bishop Wilkins, Cyrano de Bergerac, and Edgar Allan Poe. Some of these were pure fancy, as they imagined the trip to be taken on the wings of birds or in flying boats. With the introduction of balloon flights in the late 18th century, men realized that a trip to the moon would require something special to escape the Earth's atmosphere. This special device had its origin in old China about the 7th century AD. The rocket was that device. At first, rockets or skyrockets were used as part of the fireworks display for festivals. By the 13th century, the Chinese had turned the rocket into a weapon of war against the Mongols. Shortly thereafter, the rocket weapon was being used in Europe, but at the same time, the gun was being developed. Eventually, the gun, because of its far greater accuracy, became the standard weapon, and the rocket disappeared as a weapon by the 16th century. 300 years later, in 1806, British men of war appeared off the French port of Boulogne. It was the time of the Napoleonic Wars. William Congreve, a British aristocrat and inventor, is on board.
Well, Mr. Congreve, this is the second chance you'll have to demonstrate the worth of your rockets. The last time we were off Boulogne, they didn't work very well.
True, but the wind then was very unfavorable.
We have little wind now. And the French fleet lies there in the harbor at anchor. Are we ready?
Captain, the rockets are ready. They may commence firing now.
The French were terrified of this new weapon, and they did not return one shot. The rockets had been aimed at the fleet in the harbor, but they overflew their mark and landed in the port itself and did considerable damage. Congreve went home to further perfect his rockets. William Congreve's interest in this type of weapon began when he heard a report of Indian soldiers using rockets in their warfare against British troops in India. He thought that rockets would be an ideal weapon to use against the fleet of Napoleon, which was supposedly massing for the invasion of England. In his first experiments, he used the sky rockets being made then for fireworks. Eventually, he built larger ones, capable of carrying explosives and firebombs. And the success of the attack on Boulogne led to the establishment of rocket brigades in many armies. The American national anthem mentions the rocket's red glare, which refers to the British's use of rockets in their attack on Fort McHenry. But again, within 50 years, the war rocket disappeared, beaten by the increased accuracy of long-range artillery. The rocket survived in two peaceful uses, the line-carrying rocket and the signal rocket, and of course as part of a fireworks display. But the interest in rockets continued. In the 1860s, a French writer, Jules Verne, launched a new direction in adventure stories. His tales of unusual journeys were not based on pure fantasy. Instead, he based them on the latest scientific knowledge, which made his tales all the more believable. His many books were the inspiration of youths throughout the world to work in the fields of science. And as his work was continually checked by scientists for accuracy, this led to more experiments and calculations of the needs for space travel. Possibly due to the fact that Russia was the last nation to give up on war rockets, that country was to give the world the first rocket theoretician, Konstantin Edvardovich Tsiolkovsky, who later said that he was inspired by the novels of Jules Verne. Tsiolkovsky's most famous work, published in 1903, stated that a rocket would be the best means of traveling in space, and liquid fuel would produce a much greater exhaust velocity than solid fuel. Zielkowski's work was largely ignored until the mid-20s, when space travel began to stir interest in Europe and the United States. Then the Soviet government acclaimed Zielkowski a hero and reprinted all of his works. By now, Zielkowski was 70 years of age.